Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot. Are you a Jew, Mo? You are, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Does this music...
Big time.
By the way, that's the real name of the show, just so you know. It's Are You a Jew with Louis J. Gomez.
I love it. It's inspired by a movement in the 1940s.
Does this music hurt your ears?
It annoys the shit out of me, yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it's annoying. I don't like Christmas music.
What?
It pisses me off. I don't like that I have to hear it all the time. I don't like this all on the radio.
My mother was right about the Jews.
Sure. Just, at least she was right about something.
Just curmudgeons.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's just like, and I don't care. It's not like a war on Christmas. I just personally find it annoying music.
Right.
It just sounds like little like chipmunks on meth. It's just irritating. I don't know why everyone has to, you know, just even miserable people like yourselves get to like this part of the year like, I like to listen to this really fucking chirpy bullshit music.
It's a long way to say Bah Humbug.
Right, exactly.
It's a long way to say Bah Humbug, which is Yiddish, actually.
Yeah, Bah Humbug was his grandfather.
A Bah Humbug, it's like a Roth IRA. It's like the next level.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, look, we had a great show playing. Mo Mandel here in
Bah
LA.
Humbug, or as he's also known, 41372.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See how quickly this is the fucking. You're talking to a Jew, within 3 minutes, you love money and the Holocaust.
What are you talking about? We were singing fucking Christmas songs, and you were like, oh, y'all, you're fucking Jesus. I'm glad we killed him. And we're like, all right, dude.
Well, I did say that.
Ease up. This is the number one alt-right Christian podcast in the world, and we come in hard, okay? Real Ass Podcast, live from L.A. in the Gas Digital West studios. Gabe is here again, just crushing it over there, looking like a stud. Yeah, he is. So, look, we got a lot of fucking fun stuff to talk about on today's show. Mo Mandel, very funny comedian, is in the fucking house right now. Mo, what do you have to plug really quick? Obviously, you have your amazing podcast available on iTunes and elsewhere, the full release. But anything else that you like to plug? This comes out on iTunes, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday.
I would like to plug days 5 and 6 of Hanukkah. Wonderful nights. And mostly just the podcast I do with my girlfriend, who's a dick surgeon, a bona fide dick surgeon, and it's called The Full Release, and it's like Loveline if Adam and Dr. Drew
That's
used
so
to
weird,
fuck.
Dude. I'm a pussy surgeon.
You're a pussy surgeon?
Yeah, doggy.
Oh.
They call me the fucking pussy doctor all day, right, Kim?
No.
Right, baby?
Yeah.
She calls you the person who works in the morgue.
You're the pussy morgue guy?
Yeah, because like all pussies are like dead when you're around.
Yeah. We are in the midst of Hanukkah. We're going to find out about Hanukkah today. I know nothing about the Hanukkah holiday. So.
I didn't even know what a Jew was till college.
She really didn't.
That's true story.
Let's plug real quick. Kim, what do you have to plug? Kim Kong did in the house. Follow me along around the fucking country, crushing ass everywhere, widely becoming everyone's favorite comedian.
Thank you.
What is that?
I feel like it was a personal attack on my comedy.
That was me. I did something. Holy shit. You see the way Gabe perked up, though? He was about to punch me in the head. I like it, Gabe. I like it. How committed you are to making sure this place sounds good.
This is like what happens when you insult Jews, God from above.
You saw that?
Turned off your technology.
Pulls out your mic cords a little bit.
Yeah. Kim Cogden, what do you got to plug?
Check me out on my podcast, Broad Topics, and Subway Creatures, Topics with an X. Those are all on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, anywhere you find podcasts. Subway Creatures is on Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah.
So check that out. Really, really fun podcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Kimberly Congdon. Instagram, at Kim Congdon. When does this come out?
Saturday or Sunday.
All right. That's it.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. You can check out my other show on Gas Digital Network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, comedians watching horror movies every Friday at midnight. And breaking news, my new movie Return to Nukem High Volume 2 is going to be out for digital download and rent on Christmas Eve, so you can see the thrilling conclusion to my movie on Christmas Eve. Please download it.
This is like the music Hitler used to listen to fall asleep at night.
Virgin mother.
Silent night.
Sorry that Jews don't have virgin mothers, doggy. That's how pure our moms are.
That's right. Our moms are whores.
Your moms have
our moms are filthy whores.
Gaping vaginas with huge, nice Jew tits, which Zach has pointed out.
Jubes.
His favorite
most
type
under
of...
most underrated ethnic body part.
Yeah, the Jew.
Jew tits are phenomenal. Jubes.
Yeah.
I would 100% agree. I have a Jewish girlfriend who's got a nice pair of Jewish tits. Yeah, that's good. There's a lot of meat in there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Jew titties are meaty?
Very meaty. In the way that a lot of black women have very empty titties.
Empty?
Yeah. In my experience, black girls that I've been with, generally, there's like a lack. Yeah, it's like an airiness.
It's like a rock at the bottom of a sock.
No, there's just a lack of meat in there. I don't know. I don't know if there's a lot. Like, there's only so much cartilage in your body, and theirs ends up mostly in the ass. Yeah, and well, so there's like a lack
they
of
have a hang.
Gristle.
Those are called National Geographics.
No, I don't even mean they hang. I just sort of mean it's sort of like an empty.
You know what it is? It's about a balance because they have an extra bone on their foot, so they could run faster and jump higher.
That
so they have less meat in their titties.
I didn't see that episode of.
It's got to be a balance
show.
White Power Hour.
What show?
Racist Science. I didn't see the Gavin McGinnis Science Hour.
Racist Science?
That's
proud the best
scientist.
Idea for a
Look,
show.
That's a ridiculous concept. We all know it's because their people are cannibals, and anyone with a lot of titty meat got eaten early.
That's true. Oh, shit. Racist Science is a great idea for a television show. I don't know if True TV is looking for a new show.
Well,
but you know how they've done, like, sports science, and they've done, like, you know, various... Just do racist science.
I do. I actually think racist science is fascinating. When you look at... What was that old stuff back in the day where they were like, the reason that the people are like this is...
Oh,
if you
eugenics.
Look at, yeah, eugenics. Yeah. They'd like, cut up your brain and be like, well, you could see why they... are good fighters. This thing that we don't know what it is bigger.
It's not that black people aren't as smart. They're as smart as white people in the sense of hunting and trapping. But when it comes to reading and math, no.
You know who really pulls that shit? Have you ever watched like the World Cup? Like whenever the Europeans watch America play, that it was like a real powerful play there. It's a really runs. Look at the way he runs it. They make it the dumb. Like there's nothing smart about it.
It's and like then, a National Geographic commentator.
It really is. And then in turn of a European tum does a very shrewd pass across the sides. Like fuck you guys.
Don't they also throw bananas at black players? There was like one player in particular, like a country got in trouble because their fans threw bananas at
him. Sure. We're talking like they, meaning every other country but America? Yeah, they do that.
Let's see, throwing bananas at soccer players. This might be an entire category we didn't even know existed. Let's see. See soccer star's reaction to toss banana. Oh, shit. They really did fucking toss a banana at this guy. Hopefully Shannon in post-production can fucking make this come up because this might just be hilarious.
All too often racism in football across the world. Still, we have players who stand up and speak out. We have players who try and ignore it. We had Kevin Prince-Boateng playing for Milan in Italy just last year. He decided to walk off the pitch midway through a match. And we had a player in Spain on Sunday.
He was walking on his knuckles, though. So I don't know who was right.
And I have to say, he's made his point incredibly well indeed. Barcelona and Brazilian defender
Dani Alves. Oh, he ate it? That's not making a point.
Preparing to
oh, he ate it with his foot. Oh, no.
I was going to say, he'd have to kick the ball.
Picked up the banana, peeled it, and he decided to take a bite before carrying on with the action and delivering.
That's a good reaction, huh?
And then he started picking the bugs out of his other teammate's hair. It really was quite
into the box. Afterwards, he said
his real
he
method.
Felt that
we go now to Alves live from his tire swing.
Who trying to make a point don't achieve their objective. It was a very poignant moment.
I just don't see how you get away with being the fan who threw that, and then like every black fan in the crowd doesn't just immediately beat the shit out of you. Like, how do you do that?
Black people don't watch soccer.
I didn't realize that was a real thing happening.
Are there black fans in soccer?
100%.
In Europe, black countries.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Not in this country.
Not in this country.
Nobody really cares about soccer in this country.
I get into it like every four years.
Every 4 years. World Cup comes around.
Yeah, well, not even like every 4 years for 3 days while America's still in it.
Of course,
I'm good.
It's like everyone does the same thing with politics. Right around the election time, everyone's into politics. Right around the World Cup, right around the fucking Olympics. Nobody gives a fuck about luge. Any other time.
I don't give a fuck about it, but it does look fun to do.
It looks terrifying. It's Have you ever seen people crash in those?
Yeah, sled riding at like 80 miles an hour.
Oh my God. People die constantly.
Let me see luge death.
It's worth it for all that luge pussy you get. Just crushing it on the luge circuit.
Luge.
Crashes is the first thing that comes up.
Luge death. Fuck yeah, dude. Death of Georgian athlete highlights dangers of luge. They're not going to show the fucking
they
death,
show
though,
it.
Right?
They show Do the they? Way. Yeah, I've seen the video.
Have you seen that video of, I think it was a France Grand Prix car accident where the car like flies 100 feet?
No, I didn't see that. So this is the downhill.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about. The girl in the car.
Yeah.
It is fast as fuck, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks fun.
That does not look fun.
I was just... Oh, whoa.
Oh,
like, it fucks you up.
And here's the thing. Nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, literally, nobody cares. Nobody's watching this event. His body was just torn in half by a fucking
I really expected
pole.
The screen to go black and white and the wasted graphic to come up.
Doesn't seem smart to have those pillars there.
Yeah,
just all is not... It's not thought out very well. Right? You have metal pillars where the guys could fly off.
It's just an odd sport. We're like, and when was that invented? Where they were just like, these Vikings were like, we can just slide down this mountain and call it a sport. And then it just sort of went from there.
Like, let's see who could do it the fastest.
Yeah. And there's
1964.
Been,
it's not even that old.
What?
Shitty,
that's retarded.
They were just like, we need a new sport.
We suck at all sports. What's something no one else will try to do?
Yeah. Let's lay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into that at all. I'm not into soccer. I'm not into any of that stuff. I can't even get into fucking real sports here in this country, much less fucking soccer. That's crazy.
I was thinking about your fight you had. I know you're into those sports.
Yeah, did I have a fight? Oh, yeah, I did.
Because I was at a stand-up show the other day, and some comic got, like, heckled, and these guys got all riled up. And I wasn't involved at all, but one of the fans afterwards walked by and just elbowed me in the ribs really hard.
Whoa.
And just because I was like a comic, I was like part of the gang, I guess, in his mind.
It was the fans versus the comics.
Yeah, well, this one little table. And he's a small guy, and he was very drunk. I'm sure I could have beat the shit out of him, but I just realized, fuck, I haven't been in a fight sober in maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
And I don't drink anymore, so like my instinct to fight is so much less. But then I started thinking how you had been in that fight, and I was thinking how I would do against you in a fight.
Oh, shit.
Are you trying to fight me at Ellis Mania?
What the fuck?
I don't
want
to fight you, but in my esteem, I thought I'd probably beat you.
Oh, my God.
Really
what is
did.
Happening
I
right
did.
Now?
Because
Home
you know Mandel why? You know
be,
why
it's re- he might be the one. He might be the
Kiss.
One.
You know Kiss.
Kiss. You know why I thought I would beat you? Because I think you would probably really underestimate how good I would be able to
oh
do.
Oh, my God.
And
he's saying he would whoop
you.
Your ass in front of me, in front of your chick.
You know what it is?
Lewis's mother is appearing over him in a cloud like Mufasa right now.
And now that you insulted
she's
the
both
great
the devil
holiday
on his
of
shoulder.
Hanukkah, I am really
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
On the third day of Hanukkah.
Right. It's
Are
a
we
real
the third
blast.
Day?
I don't know when this comes. No, today's the third day, yeah.
Today's the third day of Hanukkah.
Right.
Mo, I will fucking show you very quickly that I will not only underestimate you, but I will fucking whoop the cage. I will whoop your ass all over the cage. I would love it. Listen, I'm looking for a challenger.
Who rank the comics that you think, rank some comics you think would be able to take me first so I can see what your gauge is.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Can I tell you what I learned about fighting once I actually trained for this fight? Have you ever trained at anything?
Well, I was a wrestler.
You were a wrestler. Ooh.
Yeah. See? People don't know how good you are just being
wrestler's
a wrestler.
Great.
Yeah, because I remember in our college dorm just having sucked at
college wrestler.
No. I wrestled in the dorm. I was a high school wrestler, and then we got drunk and wrestled in the dorm.
Again.
So technically, I did wrestle in college.
Was it like a yeshiva? Was it a high school?
I grew up in the country. I didn't grow up around any Jews.
All right. What high school did you go to?
Ukiah High School. No, granted, I sucked at wrestling. I'm just saying, having done it for
how
2 years.
How much do you weigh?
Now I'm about 190.
Well, I think you'd have some trouble with me. Here's the thing. The wrestling
is
good.
I'll wrestle you after this. I'll wrestle you today.
No, we're not going to wrestle. Mo, hold on. Look.
Oh, shit. This is going to be a real fight.
I like this, okay? Because first of all, I've been looking for somebody to fight this summer, okay? Because I fought last year.
But see, here's the thing. I don't want to do it the way you know what I decided when I was thinking about this yesterday? I don't want to dedicate months of my life or even a week of my life to training for this shit. I would only want to do it like, we're going to go right outside and do it. Because I don't.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you want to make the money?
Because it doesn't matter to me.
We can make some fucking cash.
It's fun,
doggy. I'm telling you right now.
I don't even like going to the gym.
Do you
know
how much money I made on my fight?
I want
to
know.
I'm not going to tell everyone else, but I'll tell you. I'll tell. All said and done, like.
He's write it down. I mean, that's good. How long do you train for it?
Like 2.5 months. But yeah. That was
and all that happens is you make money and you get fit.
Let me say, hold on. But that was minimal effort. I'll tell you what, I can make that as a guarantee if we fought.
All right. Well, what would I get? What would I get?
That's what I'm saying. We can make for you.
Oh, really?
It's a guarantee.
Oh, shit. Someone just looked. Right. Oh, shit. Now you're talking Jew language for fighting.
I'm going to really beat the fuck out of your boyfriend in front of you.
Because, listen.
All you had to throw was a number. Now he doesn't mind the training, huh?
I need a legitimate opponent. You're 190. You're smaller than me.
Yeah, how much are you?
I weigh like 230 right now, but I'd fight you at like 200 pounds. We could come down.
You would lose 30 pounds.
I weighed 202.6 pounds in my fight when I fought.
Okay.
202.6. So our limit was 205.
Right. Well, let's think about it.
Talk to
my accountant.
Let me tell you something. I'm literally looking for an opponent this summer.
He will wipe the floor with you.
Thank you, baby.
Kim, you're his girlfriend. Your fucking opinion means nothing to me. I don't know why you said that like you're Joe Rogan of this fight esteem. Just because you had sex with him in a car 3 hours ago does not make you like a fight expert, right?
I'm the ref.
In her defense, Kim is also a different kind of dick doctor.
Sure. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at your Twitter followers. Granted, you have less than me, but it's 22.4 solid, and he's got a blue check mark. This is the type of opponent that I'm looking for.
And a blue check mark on Instagram. Where I have even less followers.
I don't have an Instagram blue check mark. It fucking drives me out of my mind. Why?
It's because you can't.
It's because I deleted my Facebook?
No, I had to beat up somebody really tough to get that mark. You can only take my mark. We'll put that on the line.
Doggy.
We'll put that on the line.
Doggy.
You take my mark.
Doggy. All I know is fucking.
I take your girlfriend and you take my mark.
Dude, all my
are you going to put Kim up for a blue check mark or not?
I'm fine. Deal.
Oh.
You kidding me?
I still want a ref.
We could just not fight. I'll just give you a herbal blue check mark.
This is all working out great.
Kim's fucked so many famous people, she has a blue check mark above her pussy.
Her clit is blue.
Oh, shit. I wish they were more famous. I'd feel better.
You do what you do.
Let me tell you something. Mo, if you're serious about getting into this and training and fighting,
then yeah, I will fuck you.
I know Ari Shaffir and Sam Tripoli, they want to fight each other. I'm looking for an opponent this summer. We could do this, brother. We could do this. You did 2 years of high school wrestling. Yeah. It's not going to be enough. I'm not a wrestler, but
you're not white, so I'll give you that strength element.
Yeah.
You know.
But have you ever done any boxing or kickboxing or stand-up fighting?
I mean, I got in fights when I was drunk. Does that count?
I haven't really trained at all.
But you're Puerto Rican. I feel like that's the only thing I'll give you. There's a lot of fight in your blood.
I'm crazy. This is not, and I'm not crazy.
See, I don't think you are crazy. I don't agree with that.
Let me rephrase this.
You're a promoter. You're wearing a hat promoting your podcast coming now. That's not a crazy man's look.
It's not that I'm crazy in the traditional sense of like, ooh, watch out for Lewis. He's crazy. I'm crazy in the sense that when I put my mind on something, I become obsessed and become a madman with it. So the idea of putting together a game plan of dismantling the man that is Mo Mandel, it just isn't that
Which,
tall
by
of
the
an
way,
order.
Is already half dismantled.
It's not that tall of an order. This is not like, I'm not going like, I got to fucking figure this out. It's not a...
All right, we'll figure it out later. He's backing out of the fight now. I'm not backing
out. He's backing out of the fight.
Whoa, this is big news.
Show him the money again.
The fact...
just write it down again.
Write it down again.
Fuck you up.
Make the writing neater.
Hey, if you could stack up that amount of money of chocolate coins in honor of Hanukkah, I will fight you right now, and I'll punch Kim while I'm punching you.
Let's just take a moment and talk about One condoms, which I love. My One. Look, nobody loves condoms. Mo Mandel, you were telling me before the show started, you're like, dude, I can't wear them.
Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up to you out of nowhere. That
it was strange.
Weird.
It was strange. I was like, yeah, it was out of nowhere. I was like, you want to get some drink? You're like, dude, I don't wear condoms. And I was like, really?
Yeah. But I'm glad I did. I feel like it brought us closer.
Do you want to know why you don't wear condoms? Because they don't fit right. That's the truth. It's anytime people don't like the way sex feels with a condom, it's because you don't have the right size condom. My one has 10 different lengths, 9 different widths, for a total of 60 different condom sizes. That is 60 different sizes, so you can actually wear the condom that fits comfortably. This is a technological breakthrough for your dick. Customized condoms that actually fit and feel like there is nothing there. Everyone knows that swordball condoms are uncomfortable. You know, you have really just a couple different sizes. You have the fucking huge ones, you have the regular ones. You feel like an asshole when you go in there and you're like, this is what I do every time. I'm like, hey, can I get a pack of condoms? And then the guy behind the counter is like, oh, do you want the extra large condoms? And I'm like, no. No, I don't, asshole. Thank you for pointing out that I have not an extra large size dick.
No, I don't need a place to sleep tonight. I'm trying to fuck some whore.
Fucking asshole. Everyone has had bad experiences with condoms. They're loose or they slip off, or they're too tight. They choke the base. That's more my problem, which makes you soft. Poorly fitting condoms lead to a loss of sensation, and that's why nobody wants to wear them. And that's why we are recommending to you right now to go to myonecondoms.com/realass. That's all spelled out. That is myonecondoms, MyoneCondoms. .com/REALASS. MyOneCondoms.com/REALASS. Go over there, get your perfect size condom. You can send in your dick measurements. They actually have a little kit that they can send to you as well if you guys want to use their measuring kit, which is awesome. They send you high quality, individually wrapped condoms. And for a limited time only, MyOne is hooking our fans up with free condoms. Absolutely free. You just got to go to myonecondoms.com/realass, use the promo code podcast, and you're going to get your first sample of MyOne condoms for free. It could be as many as 24 condoms, by the way, okay? So right now, go do that.
It's a 3-year supply.
It's a lot of, for my fans, honestly, you're never going to run out of condoms here, okay? use the promo code podcast. There's no shipping charges. There's no fees, no hidden bullshit, no signing up for anything. It's absolutely free. Get your own little sampler pack for MyOne condoms, myonecondoms.com/realass. Use that promo code podcast to get your free condoms. Condoms. All right, let's get back into the show. All right, look, we got a lot to talk about today besides me and Momento's possible super fight this summer.
Super fight.
Possible super fight. Jew
versus Bob versus Humbug.
But I got some stuff coming up as well. February 2nd, I'm going to be up in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up. March, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's down in down the shore in Jersey. I got some more gigs coming up, guys. I believe this is coming out the night I'm filming my special, so it's too late for you to come, but wish me luck on the filming of Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez. It's going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate everyone that supported me on the tour. I'm here in L.A. right now, kind of finishing everything. I'm running through the set 2 more times. I'm at the Comedy Store tomorrow night, which is pretty damn awesome. But yeah, that's it, man. Thank you very much for supporting me, everyone who has, and buy the fucking special when it comes out, because I think you guys are going to enjoy it. All right, let's talk about some things here now. It is Hanukkah. It is the third day of Hanukkah. I know nothing. I know nothing about Hanukkah. Crash course in Hanukkah. What do I got to know? What's the number one thing? Let me try to guess about it. Can I guess about Hanukkah?
Yeah, guess.
That's a good one.
This is going to be guessing Hanukkah facts.
I have no idea about Hanukkah.
It's time for Guess the Jews.
Guess the Jews. I like it. We should have a separate
drop
for that.
Ari Shaffir, when I first got to town, used to do this thing at the Comedy Store where he would go on stage late at night. You remember this, Kim? You were probably around for that. And he would be like, get to know a Jew, and they would just take questions from the audience, and they're all just the most ridiculously offensive questions, and he would answer them seriously. But yeah, let's hear what you think Hanukkah is.
What do we know about Hanukkah? All right, so ready?
Okay.
It's 8 days of Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. I would have said 12.
Wouldn't
Christmas. Yeah.
How many candles are on the menorah?
Is it 12?
No, it's
9.
Well, it's obviously not 12, Kim. Why would it be 12?
Because I had 12 in my head, and I feel like it came from somewhere.
All right, yeah, 9.
It's 8.
9.
No.
Okay, why would you be all shitty, like, obviously not 12 when it's 8 days of Hanukkah,
It seemed excessive.
There's no connection
right, you're
to
right,
that.
You're right.
She just really wants the number that's 12 to be involved somehow.
So
how many Jews celebrate it? 12.
What else is there to know?
Why are there eight candles?
Well, the ninth one.
8 days.
Why are there 8 days of Hanukkah?
Yeah.
I got this one.
Ooh. You think you got it?
Yep.
You have the reason there's 8 days of Hanukkah.
Yep.
Can I guess? Hold on. Can I guess first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's one for each night of celebrating the decimation of Jesus Christ.
That's what I would have guessed.
It's like they partied for 8 nights after they killed Jesus. Night one.
The way they killed Jesus was very slowly, and it took 8 days.
It took 8 days, yes.
That's
and then
is that what it is for real?
No.
Oh. I was like, the Jew are darker people than I thought. Yeah.
Like, that's our holiday that we're wondering, why does everyone hate us?
Yeah, I was like, now I get it. I take it all back.
So the Jews were trapped, and they had enough oil to burn for one night, and it lasted 8 days, and it was a miracle.
Well, they weren't trapped, I don't think, right? It was they destroyed their temple. The Maccabees destroyed the Hebrew. The Maccabees were like they were like the Puerto Ricans of the old times. You know, just going around sacking people and shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We should get a Maccabee t-shirt.
Just fucking making people flinch, nut-checking Jews.
Yeah, yeah. They were stealing a lot of cars or whatever the cars were of the time.
I got no problem with the Maccabees.
Yeah, all right. Well, so they destroyed the temple, the great Jewish temple, and
Yeah, but what was the perspective of the Maccabees about that?
Like,
temple?
Why did they destroy it?
Hold on, because there's two sides to every story, right? You know, what were the Jews?
Not according to the biblical stories, it's really just one. That's kind of the problem we get into with the Bible.
What were the Jews doing to the Maccabees?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
The Jews weren't doing nothing. Jews were just at home.
We were minding our own business.
They were playing their music all out.
They were watching old reruns of Seinfeld. You know, they were eating Chinese food.
And the Maccabees, the loud Puerto Rican, just came and disrupted.
Would you
stop
playing fucking dreidel?
So the Maccabees rented a place above the temple, and they were playing that fucking Pitbull music you guys like.
Okay.
And the Jews kept like banging the top, and they were like, "Guys, we're trying to sell our Hanukkah." My l'amor,
la cucaracha.
And they were like, "Oh, fuck these fucking Puerto Ricans." Yeah, that's basically. I think I haven't read the Torah in a while, but I think that's what
something like that. Okay,
very similar.
So the Maccabees, they destroy the temple,
right?
And the Jews are like,
so they. It's something like they needed a guy to go get help or something. And they only had enough. This guy went off to get help or something, but he only had enough oil in his torch or lamp or whatever to last for one day. And I think it lasted for 8 days.
Is this why it's rumored that Jews like to stretch things out as well,
right,
and they could stretch a dollar?
Exactly. So, I mean, literally the whole holiday revolves around a bargain.
Saving
them
oil.
Them being really stingy with their oil.
They weren't being stingy, dude. I'm saying they didn't have enough, and the oil lasted.
Well, he obviously had enough. He fucking...
Yeah, they just blew it out every few hours, and they're like, wow.
And to this day, if you guys would give up your fucking oil...
I think you have the wrong Middle Easterners confused there. There's not a lot of oil in Israel, but... Yeah, it's still oil is still very important.
Yeah,
you know, that's the only thing that keeps the Puerto Ricans at bay.
But what was the importance of
the
oil?
True. They have
though.
Plenty of gasolina.
That's true.
Who cares about the oil for the candles? Why do they need the candles? Just go to sleep when it's dark.
I mean, that is a good point.
Why do you need to fucking
Rabbi candles? Rabbi Congdon did maybe sort of break this down in an interesting way.
Yeah, just fucking hang out during the day, and then you can save all the oil, and then you don't use any oil.
Well, then they're going to be circumcising babies with their teeth in the dark. Which
I mean that's a dangerous thing.
Way unsanitary.
Dangerous, you know how
they might
how much
suck their finger.
Yeah. You know how much light you need to accurately poke the hole in that little bagel right in the center.
We're still talking about circumcision, by the way.
You have to use your canine to make sure it's a small incision.
Yeah, poke a hole in a little bagel.
So
that's why
that's the
significance of the eight candles.
Uh-huh.
It's only enough oil for one candle, and they had it for 8 days. Okay, all right. What else? So why is it? I feel like the gifts were just copying Christmas.
100%.
Right?
100%.
Kids on Christmas were getting gifts.
I mean, the whole holiday, I mean, like, I'm not even remotely religious, but the whole holiday is completely insignificant until the Christian kids were all happy and the Jewish kids were sad. And they're like, all right, how about we have a little fake Christmas thing?
Yeah.
And then somehow we got to do 8 days of it. Yeah. But the problem is, unless you grew up in New York, no one, like, gives you those days off school, so it fucking sucks.
Yeah, and nobody also gives you...
respect.
Yeah, well, also the gifts aren't
Yeah, you don't get
fun.
Eight good gifts. You get one, and then, like,
the rest shitty gifts.
Yeah, day one, it's frankincense and myrrh.
Well, that's kind of how Christmas is, too. Like, we only got, like, seven shitty things in one big thing.
No.
Yeah.
Your mom wouldn't give you all the stamps in one gift. It would sort of stretch them out.
Christmas was like...
The hot lunch coupons you wouldn't get.
Cafe con leche on the first day.
You would get, a fucking shit ton. I mean, when I was a little kid, I used to get like a shit ton of stuff. Like, a little kid.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's all cheap.
$100 worth of toys. Yeah, it is. But
Christmas is obviously more fun. I mean, it's just a much more cool holiday. You guys
just
advent
just
calendars and
dreary
shit.
And dark. I feel like when you think about Hanukkah, it's not like fun. It's just
Jewish holidays are not fun.
I think about
fun.
Spinning
They're
that fucking
miserable.
Dreidel and sitting in with the candle.
Well, the dreidel's fun. What do you have? You don't have like a Christian game, do you? No.
What are you talking about?
You don't have a fucking Christian game. We have our own.
Yeah,
little...
we get drunk and do karaoke and shit.
Yeah. Touch little boys.
All right. I'll grant it.
Smoke pot with my family members.
I know, but I'm saying like the dreidel people make fun of like it's lame, but you guys don't have a
what is the dreidel?
You have a little
game?
Christmas game.
You don't
play?
Have like we have a little our own game of Jewish craps. You know what I mean?
What is
like
the dreidel game?
It's a gambling game.
It's a gambling game.
But yeah. Depending on what side it lands on, you get the chocolate.
Yeah, it's like a dice that spins.
It's for chocolate?
Or it could be for money, but they play for chocolate money.
Chocolate coins.
That's where the chocolate coin reference came yeah. from. Wow, I'm learning so much.
Where did you really are, right?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Florida.
Which is like Jew
fucking
capital.
Fucking Jew capital. How do you not know anybody?
United States.
I don't know. I didn't
she
know
also anybody. Grew up in the sticks of Florida. It wasn't like Miami
we
or
we have
Fort
well
Lauderdale,
water still
where
I live.
Yeah.
Me too,
or where
actually.
My parents live. Yeah, it's like... Yeah. Tiny.
The joke that I always do about Florida is Southern Florida is nothing but gays, blacks, Latins, and Jews, and then Northern Florida is people who hate gays, blacks, Latins, and Jews.
That's funny.
Exactly.
Was
and I was right in the middle, oh, okay. like on the line.
Where's Mickey
yeah.
Mouse?
Yeah.
She only hates gays and blacks.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So
2 out of 3.
All right. So what else is there to know about Hanukkah? So we got dreidel out of the way. We know why there's 8 candles.
It's just sort of like, I will say this about the, you know, what you say like in the beginning, like, do you not like the Christian songs? Or I mean, not the Christian, the Christmas songs. Like, I just think they should spice them up. Like, throw in the fucking Jewish ones, you know, too, because it's
what
just.
Are some Jewish
I know
songs?
I know a Jewish
dreidel,
song.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
And
dreidel,
this one.
Dreidel, yeah. Dreidel, I will play.
Avenu Shalom Aleinu.
Yeah, yeah, there's that one.
Yeah, I knew that one, see?
I knew so little about.
They made us sing that one in elementary school. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
They made us sing dreidel, and I felt like I was betraying my religion. As the words spilled out of my mouth, I was like, what are we doing here? I mean, what's going on right now? And I did it, and I had no problem with it. I remember the first time I even like remember meeting a Jewish kid. It was Barbara Ann Wittenberg in the 6th
Well,
grade.
You went hard. You went right Jew.
Barbara Ann was pretty Jewy, right? And
her name was Israel von Dreidel
Big fat.
Schlein.
Big fat
so
meaty titties.
What I did was I had cut strips of black construction paper, and I made them into like curly cues, and then I put them by my ears,
no. And
I went, "Oh look, oh I'm a Jew,
dude,
I'm a
you,
Jew."
You should come to my neighbor. My neighborhood where I live is like all dudes like that. And
yeah.
This guy's got his Jeep tricked out with a big menorah on top, and he's just driving around blasting those songs.
That guy's awesome. So yeah, I did that, and I not realizing there was any real Jews. I only knew from Muncie, which was like an area in
Brooklyn, that's crazy Jewish.
Highest Hasidic Jewish population in the world.
What?
And so I was like just sort of making this joke because we had driven by them and fucking sneered at them when we were kids. And then
they're like city Amish.
It's awful.
And then my mom or
they
my,
are city Amish.
Yeah, they are.
They're Amish with no farming skills.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, I didn't even get it at first.
And then Barbara Ann Wittenberg was like, because I'm going, oh look, I'm a Jew. And Barbara Ann Wittenberg was like, yeah, I'm Jewish. You fucking asshole,
dude.
And I'm like, what? Oh, okay. You know, I'm just kidding. You know, here, do you want them?
You put them on her nipples.
Well, it'd be so great if you would have stayed in character. Like, Lewis, I'm Jewish. You're like, oy vey. So I was one time doing stand-up out in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. There's all these Amish people. And I got a flat tire, and this guy came to, like, change the rental car thing, or he fixed it out or something. He's like, talking about the Amish as he's fixing the car. He's like, they fucking Amish. He's going on and on about cheap bastards they are. And then, like, I'm just sort of listening to him. And the last thing is, they're even worse than the fucking Jews. I was like, all right. You're holding my AAA card right now.
I guess I can tell that you're Jewish. But you also look like you don't necessarily have to be a Jew.
I'm not like Louis Katz level Jewish.
Yeah, no. But you did. But if somebody said you, that's why I asked you tonight.
I don't have to be
Irish?
A Jew.
You don't have,
like at any point, I could just sort of like change it over. I got an Irish.
Just say if you kept your mouth closed, you could be Dennis from Always Sunny.
Yeah,
dude, you know, it's so funny. I hear that all the time. I don't see that at all. But it's funny.
It's definitely top up.
Yeah,
yeah
I
top
get
half
that.
Of the face.
I hear that. Yeah,
sort of. I guess. But I understand that people.
People hated Jews where I grew up. Like at least of the redneck kids.
Where did America?
Yeah, right.
You grew up on Earth?
You guys have heard of Earth? Yeah. That's fucking, it's true. Like, everyone, you can meet, one day they'll meet like some tribe in the middle of the jungle that's never even seen civilization. Like, what do you guys hate? What do you guys think of the Jews? They'll just like shake their heads and go.
Yeah, no, not into it.
They're like not feeling it. I grew up in Northern California where it was like the rednecks would like be like, yeah, I'm glad the Holocaust happened. And like fucking this one douchebag I remember used to follow me around school and going like pretending to sneeze and go, a Jew, a Jew.
Oh, that's my bit. That's my bit.
That's your bit?
That's my closer.
He's got a special to tape, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Where I grew up too, it was pretty anti-Semitic. I remember a kid that I grew up with. It was just very like... using the term, don't be a Jew, when somebody was being cheap. Yeah. That was very much in the vernacular. But it
I
wasn't,
never even heard those things.
But it wasn't even, it really wasn't based off of like anything else except, you know, ignorant parents and like.
Well, of course it's not based on anything. I mean, that's the whole point. It's like fucking retarded. And here's my point, all right? To anyone listening who's like, oh, the Jews killed Jesus, so this is a fucking thing.
Nobody really listens and thinks that.
But listen to this. This is what I think. That is theoretically why people still fucking are angry with this.
Nobody listens to this podcast and gives a fuck about Jesus, I promise you.
No, I'm just saying, I want to, like, this is a logical point here.
Clear the air for the Jews.
I'm just going to clear the air. Even if Jesus was killed by Jews, why is it the Jews killed Jesus? Why can't it just be those Jews killed, like those six guys? You know, or else it's like saying Muslims started ISIS. Some Muslim people did. You know what I mean? It's like, why does it have to? It's weird.
I think what that comes from is the fact that
it's convenient.
Christians and Catholics have, you know, Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and Jews are like, oh, no, he's not as well. So it's like.
So then you're just mad because we're denying your shit? Like, that's stupid.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's all stupid. It's all dumb. If you believe in fucking a man in the sky that fucking has magical powers, you're a fucking moron. I'm with you.
Okay? Well, now you're questioning Odin.
I'm just.
Garfield's friend?
I'm just saying, I think that's why if you. It's like, oh, well, why.
Religion's also fucking retarded.
I don't think people are just going like, oh, well, the Jews killed Jesus. I think it's like, you know, the history is there. And then also you guys haven't fucking accepted Jesus into your hearts. So what are you
going to
do?
We're not going to.
Accept
you
Jesus
can't make us.
Into your heart. I think it's very strange. And any, you know, today in 2018, anybody that believes in any sort of religion or fucking higher being, it's silly to me. I can't imagine... sort of being that naive, and no offense to Kim, because all women do. All women believe in some sort of like, it's not a religion. I don't like believing in religion, but I believe in something.
I'm not religious. I'm spiritual, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like agnostic.
I don't say spiritual.
If you're agnostic, kill yourself. This is like, let's get real, okay? Either shit or get off the pot. Okay?
No, that's so fucking stupid.
You have one foot in the fucking pool, one foot out.
Yes, you can. Jump you can literally sit by a pool like that.
No.
Yes, you can.
By the way, that's how I'm always in a jacuzzi, you know, one foot in, one foot out. I'm with it.
I want to push you in or fucking get the fuck away from the edge.
I feel like there could be a God just as much as there couldn't be. Why can't I believe that?
You can. I think you're retarded for believing that.
Why?
Well, one thing people never factor in is what if God, like the way a cat will play with its victims before it kills them, what if that's what this is?
I
like
know.
There is a God, but he's just a bored, evil, powerful
being.
He's
like the kid from Toy Story, and we're like on a shelf. Sid.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I think it's just like,
what if he just created us just to watch us like rape and kill each other, and he's just like, ha, this is fun.
It's like the sick kid jacking off
to
it.
Yeah, basically, there's that option.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't think it's anything.
The facts seem to support that option more than God is an all-loving, great God,
I
right?
I think the facts seem to support that once you die, and you're just, you know, you're an organism that, you know, there's no spirit beyond this. There's nothing.
So boring to
think
that.
Is there any proof or anything out there in the world that gives us some sort of like, is there some unknown thing that people are like,
have
well,
you ever felt it in your heart?
It's some gay shit. It's some fucking chick shit. I'm telling you right now. It's some fucking like, you know, I just know there's a spirit out there. It's like, I don't even want to say.
It's called faith, Lewis.
Sometimes
there's also no proof that I'm ever going to make significant money doing stand-up comedy after 15 years, but I'm still going to go up and do a set tonight. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you just sort of, you plunder ahead. You fucking, it's more interesting to think that great possibilities happen that they don't. Now, I'm a negative motherfucker. I still think, what advantage, unless you're one of these fucking weirdos who are like, I want to go to heaven because it's going to be better, so I'm going to not do fun shit here. Then that's a stupid way to live. Why not just think it could be better, you know? Or not even heaven, but like there
because
could
you
be
don't know that it couldn't be better, so you're just choosing to think the worst
one. I think to be honest
one
with you, religion and faith is probably good for most stupid people.
And that's why I choose to believe in it.
I think for people that they need, instead of them having their own moral compass, they can have an exterior set of rules and things that they can sort of live their life by. It's a guiding stick. It's almost like when you have when you have somebody who works at McDonald's. They're not a cook, but you say, okay, you put the pickle on the burger.
But don't you like when someone in line treats them like they're a cook? Like, have you ever seen, I saw this guy at Wendy's the other day, he'd be like, I want that bacon extra crispy. I'm like, dude, he's just pressing burger on the microwave. All right, you're not at a restaurant.
That's
right?
hilarious.
But it's like that. But I feel like that's kind of what it is. Like some people, you know, if you were to leave this guy that's a burger chef at Wendy's to his own devices, you're a cook now. Go make stuff. He's probably not going to make very good food. But if you just said, hey, step one is taking the burger, putting it on the patty, and you give him that guideline, I think that they're probably going to live a more fulfilling lifestyle within that. No, and that's what I think religion.
By the way,
I
agree with you.
People.
I think religion is completely stupid, and yeah. I think all of it is just like very irritating. And I hate the way everyone divides themselves. And like my girlfriend is Jewish, and people are like, "Oh, is it important to marry a Jewish girl?" Like, fuck no. I hate all of that shit. Yeah. I think it's the worst.
Is it important for your parents though?
Not at all. My parents want me to be trans. I think it would just be more interesting for them to talk to. Talk
well, then
about.
You start making money on the road.
Dude, if I was trans, by the way, I wouldn't even be here right now.
Doggy.
I wouldn't even need to do this podcast.
It's over. Ah. It's over.
I'd really beat the shit out of you because you would be like scared to hit me.
Of course. Rename you Homo Mandel.
I was going to go with Mo Woman Del.
Mo Woman Del.
Moesha.
You transracial?
Yeah, why not? If I'm going to do one, I'm going to do all. I'm diving in. I'm like Lewis. I go both feet in that pool.
You got to do it, baby boy. Yeah, I'm not.
Not
I'm
if you're
also,
black, you don't go both feet in the pool.
I'm also not telling people, look, if you fucking want to believe in that mumbo jumbo, more power to you. I'm just saying, you know.
It's nice of you to give that clarity because I think a lot of people were going to leave the religion because of what you just said.
Some people would, man. They really believe in what I say on
really?
The show. You have no idea how the fans feel.
That's terrifying. If there's someone who's going to leave their religion because Lewis said that.
Doggy, do me a favor. Tweet at me. Let me know you're going to denounce your religion. We'll have you call in the next show. You denounce religion on the next show. Realize Podcast Friday. You think people won't denounce their religion on my show? Are you kidding me, Mo?
I think I did. I did. I did the Skanks one time and somebody gave you their soul over the phone.
Yep.
All right, so maybe, all right.
Yeah.
See, so for a guy who doesn't like religion, you're awfully like a cult leader.
My mom thinks he's the devil. She literally called me one day and asked if he hailed Satan.
If I worship the devil?
Yeah.
Because she thought I said hail Satan when they were saying happy birthday to a family
member. No, when we were playing left, right, center. I was like, you think he hailed Satan for
$22? Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Your mom's worried she's going to have Rosemary's granddaughter.
Yeah. All right, guys, real quick, let's just talk about one of my new favorite sponsors, which is the Ridge Wallet. Mo, can I see your wallet?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Let me see your wallet.
It's just a bag with a dollar sign on it.
What is this?
It's a money clip.
Oh, you just have a clip.
It has a little clip.
So you're a clip guy, okay.
It's made out of Christian bones.
Look, dude, I can say you're going to probably appreciate the Ridge because this is sort of, I would say, a hybrid between a money clip and a wallet, okay? I used to have a regular wallet. Used to have a big lunk of fucking shit hanging out of my back pocket, leathery piece of fucking garbage. You get caught in the rain one day, now you got a smelly piece of leather that's in your back pocket, full of fucking receipts, business cards that I don't want, cluttering up my life. Well, you know what I got? Boom, the Ridge Wallet.
That's a Ridge right
this
there.
This is the Ridge Wallet, baby. It's two titanium plates that have been welded together. They got a little strap that goes around it, so you can use it as a money clip as well. It's basically the size of a credit card. You put all your credit cards right into it, and then boom, nice and simple. Look at this. Look how sleek this is right now, okay? I'm telling you right now, you pull this out. Every time I pull this out, what I do is I only shop at places that have women behind the counters because what I do is I like to watch the face of a woman that gets sexually turned on when I pull out my wallet. So this is what I do. I literally just pull out, or gay guys. I try to find gay guys, and I try to sexually turn people on because every time I pull out my wallet and I go, I'm going to pay for something, look at that, boom. Pull my credit card. That move right there is the moment where they start to have
and
a little.
She's like, this guy has a credit card?
It's fucking crazy.
Whoa.
It is a very sexy wallet. Go to ridgewallet.com.
They're just
right
relieved
now.
It's not a knife.
Yeah, that's not getting wet. That's knowing you're not going to die.
They know.
Tears of relief. Oh, thank you. I'm going to see my family again.
Oh, thank Jesus. I thought I was going to die at the 99 cent store.
Listen to me. I'm telling you right now, this is the holiday season. This gift right now is, in my opinion, the best thing you can give a man in your life. It's ridgewallet.com, okay? Go there. Check out all of your amazing different styles. We're giving you a discount, 10% off today if you use the promo code RAP. You can click the link in the episode description or go to ridgewallet.com/RAP. Make sure you use that promo code RAP. You save 10%. I'm going to tell you right now, it's the last wallet you're ever going to buy in your entire life, not only because you're never going to want another wallet, but they also give you a lifetime warranty on it. So if you break it, fuck it. You got another Ridge Wallet coming at you, okay? Once again, that is ridgewallet.com/RAP. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself 10% off. This is the fucking Christmas gift of the holiday season. So enjoy it. All right, let's get back into it.
Oh, by the way, are you holding up okay with this Tekashi 6ix9ine going to jail? I know he's probably.
You know, we never even talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know.
I didn't even know you knew who Tekashi 6ix9ine is.
He's like a big Puerto Rican rapper from
New
York.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also a child rapist.
And his dad got killed when he was young.
I love this guy.
looks just like you.
He's you,
oh,
bro.
My God. He's like my spirit.
Are you Tekashi 6'8"?
So what did he do? He's a rapper, right? Let me hear some of his music.
Oh, it's good. Play Tati, T-A-T-I by Tekashi. This song is fucking dope.
Is this the one with Nicki and...
No, that one sucks. I like
what?
The, where he talks about murdering people and
the
shit.
One with Kanye West and Nicki Minaj? That one's fire.
DJ Spin King.
Yes, it is.
Play this one. This is the gangster. You'll like this.
Yeah, I think you'll like him too.
Hold up. Let me get it started. BB with the Robins, looking all retarded. BB sagging, fly like a dragon.
Right? It's a lot better than you thought it would be. And it's just chicks with like giant asses shaking them everywhere. It's fucking beautiful.
Look at this. Wow. This guy's really leaning into it, huh?
Oh, he's going.
Aw, I was a little kid.
And he just rhymes stupid with stupid.
Like three times in a row.
It's good, though.
It's not bad. I don't hate it. They got all these hot white chicks. Look at them. They're kissing each other. Fuck yeah. Let me get
it started. BB with the Robins. So this kid's like fucked. Like he's in jail for like
hearing, right?
For how long?
Like he's gonna be in jail for at least 20 years, sounds like.
What'd he do?
Did he murder somebody or something?
The FBI arrested him, so that ain't good.
Well, first then he got caught getting blown by a child.
How old was the child?
13. He was 18 at the time, though. So, but he narrowly avoided that one. And then that, 2 weeks later,
that
he went to jail.
I'm not going to defend that at all. But I will say, in the real hood, that's way more common than you think. Like 13-year-old girls blowing like 18-year-old guys in the fucking hood. Like that's like, you know, that's not.
But I believe it was filmed.
That's well, fucked. I don't.
Look,
think
it's fucked up either way. Yeah. It's fucked up either way. But it's just. It sound when you say he fucked a child, it's just a little different than some fucking like hood rat 13-year-old chick.
I had a friend that was 13 hooking with like 16, 17-year-olds.
Yeah, it's gross, but it's still fucking like it's just not.
Well, it's also like by the
not,
way,
it's not. It didn't say, when you said he fucked a child. I literally thought it was like him fucking a 9-year-old child.
Like he was trying to get rid of HIV in South Africa.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Underrated medical.
So
procedure,
then, what
by
else
the way.
Did he do?
So all right, so he so
they charge with racketeering, which is what like. That's what they get mobsters
Yeah,
for.
That's what, like, remember like, Sonny on Sopranos was worried about a RICO case?
Yeah,
this is what they got.
Gun running?
What
I think
that
he got.
Mean? What does anything?
Selling illegal guns.
Being a RICO case is like organized crime. Basically, it's like conspiracy to commit crimes. And these ones were like
major, like, overstate lines.
One of them was
drugs,
exactly.
Major guns, you know.
Right, overstate lines a big one because that's why it's federal.
So here's the thing. My assumption, and I don't know, like I said, this is all me just guessing. He's a fucking real deal thug.
Did you see how he dressed for court?
But hold on, real quick. Let me say this. He's a real deal thug before you ever became famous with music and
has
been.
No, he wasn't. They have videos of him dancing with, like 3 years before he became famous, looking like a little boy dancing at a prom with his grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he. Well, no, it doesn't sound like he wasn't a pussy. Like he was, he didn't graduate high school, and I mean, he was not doing well. But this gang thing, I think, is like 2 years old, less than 2 years old.
And he was also a Crip, and then he switched over to Bloods.
What?
Yeah.
Is that not allowed? Can you not like upgrade?
No,
is it
you
not like going
switch.
From Verizon to T-Mobile?
No, it is. It's like that guy who did that. Now we watch the commercials and you think he's a traitor every time.
I don't think that.
You don't?
No, I respect him. He's making tons of money.
I guess that's true. But I'm still like, but.
Let me see. 28
You thought he took the job because he loved the product?
He just didn't love the business enough.
Schmuck.
28 facts you need to know about dummy boy rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. This is him when he's younger without all the face tattoos and shit.
I think he also fucked that bad baby, that chick with the big titties from Dr. Phil.
No, he didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she's a child too.
That is,
no,
she
I think
did.
He did. They FaceTime. Why would you FaceTime each other?
They did not fuck. They were in an argument. You've not been reading.
They
TMZ.
FaceTime each other regularly and shit.
Okay, Mo. Just so you know, they're Puerto Rican. That's the same thing.
What? Oh, FaceTime
in an argument.
But bad baby and him have some. He's basically the king troll. He just starts shit with everybody. And so.
Oh, doesn't he take like other rappers' girlfriends out and buy them like purses and stuff?
He's aggressive. So, anyway, how do you think that rainbow hair thing is going to do in jail? I think that's a rough look.
So, I'm reading all this stuff.
He's kind of pretty for a boy.
I thought.
He is.
Right?
He's got feuds with everybody. Feuds with the game, feuds with this guy. He's with all these Bloods now. So. Whoa.
What?
this is such a weird, bizarre story.
Yeah, no, it's a wild story.
Because my assumption was he was already involved with gangs and shit. He got famous and he started using his money to expand out.
He's just an idiot. Like, he just went in.
He just started making money and was like, I want to be a thug.
Yeah. And there's a great video of him putting out a hit on some guy.
I know. Yeah, I saw that on TMZ.
Yeah, and then they're like, did he just say I have $30,000 on killing this guy? And then they're like, and then someone took a shot at him. I mean, like, he can argue his way out of that, say, like, I was just making it up. But it's just like, the whole thing's so weird, like, blurring the thing between fact and fiction. And it's interesting because I grew up in a place when, like, you know, it was like the country, there were gangs. There's two different Mexican gangs, but they didn't really do anything, I don't think. You know, they were just right. Like, they'd get in fights with each other at school. But these two guys. One was white, one was this big fat guy named Danny, who the mythology of him was he had been a good kid until eighth grade when his dad fell into the wood chipper at the mill and got chipped up.
Whoa.
No.
And then he kind of like tried to, like, you know, he got gangish, but was still a pussy, clearly. Anyway, he was like trying to be a gangster Aww. Rapper in school. And then he like.
Was it really true though? Did his dad fall in the wood chipper?
Yeah, he did. And he.
Lewis is so sad.
People it was fucked
wood
up.
Chippers?
Yeah, dude. And anyway, he took the fantasy so far that after high school, he tried to do a drug deal in Vallejo and got shot and killed.
Wow.
You know, when he was a kid who like didn't have to do anything like that. But like the so same with this kid. Like the excitement of being involved in this life is so palpable, and then he does it, and within 19 months they're like, you're going to jail for the rest.
That's like the other rapper that died, Triple X or X Nation or whatever, the guy that got shot.
Yeah,
whatever his name was. He was like,
anybody that's ever like shoplifted understands the
thrill.
He was
the weird
too.
Little thrill of like getting involved in some fucked up shit. I understand it. Like, I used to weirdly fantasize about like robbing banks when I was a kid. Like,
happens
going
every
through
day.
Like the. He looks at you like, ah, I should walk in that bank. All
his knuckles are
mine.
Sweating.
No, it would be great. I mean, I think every guy has that idea.
Yeah.
Mo can just go in and be like, hey, I need a little extra.
Yeah. Ah,
ask
Mr. Mandel.
Ask my uncle if I could take a little kibitz. Just enough for a little nosh.
Look what you guys are making me do. Fucking dragging me down into your fucking.
I mean, look, it's weird. And it's if you step back from the fact that you're breaking the law and doing all this fucked up shit, like, I just sometimes like to look at it like, you know, he's just playing a different game. Like, whatever you want to do with your money, like, you know, he's just playing this weird, silly game of like fucking like.
Well, that's what he thinks he's doing.
That right.
He's not playing a game. That's the problem. That's what he didn't realize. Like, this isn't a game. Like, you're going to go to jail for like.
But it kind of is. If you disconnect yourself a little bit more from that reality, like, it is sort of just still a game.
I'll tell you,
right?
It's as much a game as it is when you go to a strip club and you are completely okay with what is happening. And I like strip clubs a lot. And you go and you not that I go a lot, but when I go, I enjoy it. And then every now and then I see one of them like just looking sad or methed out or something. And then the reality of what I'm partaking in sinks in. And I'm like, oh, isn't okay.
We're different people.
You never have had that moment?
No,
I know
because
you want.
Then I'm like, I want the lap dance from that girl.
No, you don't.
She's the
no,
one that doesn't want to give me the lap dance. I'm telling you.
What's wrong with you?
I don't believe that. I think
there's
you're playing. I think you're playing hard.
He's
I don't.
Not
I think
kidding.
You know what
I can
I'm
tell
talking
by
about.
His face. He's
Do you
not
think
kidding.
Kidding. Do you think I'm kidding?
Think?
Do you think I
look? I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be better. I like strip clubs, but every now and then you see one that looks sad and doesn't want to be
Can
there,
I tell
and
you
I
why?
Don't believe
Can
that.
Lewis likes breaking girl spirits so much he's bought me lap dances.
I believe. You know what, Kim? me and your mom, I agree with her. This is Diamore or whatever you guys say. How do you say Satan?
There's something about a woman. There's something about being taken for a mark, right? And there's this whole like fake thing that this girl who. Is putting on, the reality is when I go to a strip club, and I very rarely go to strip clubs, but when I do, there's no part of me that's going like, this is a nice strip club where these girls have their shit together. The reality is they're sort of putting on a front, and I don't appreciate that. I would rather go to a broken down strip club where these
Ew.
Bitches are just fucking, they know why they're there, we know why we're here, there's no bullshit there, there's just something more real about that to
well,
me.
Well, I don't want them
well,
to
the
be
chicks
like,
are probably
hey,
cooler
cutie,
than, yeah.
I mean, I don't
they
want
are.
That kind of, I don't want them to be like,
hey, big boy,
yeah,
I really like
I'm not
you.
Saying I want that.
She's like,
I
get just, over here and give me $20.
I just don't want them to be grinding their teeth.
It's just knife wounds on her stomach, like, yeah, baby, you gonna come?
Yeah, she's got a C-section scar?
Yeah.
I remember going to a horrible one in San Diego called, like, Baby Doll. It's like just the worst place ever. And my friend like just purposely got paid one like the ugliest stripper in there to give me a lap dance. So she just walked up to me and she's like just start like, oh, you got your private dance and she just like she just smelled that like it just like she had body odor. And I was like, you know, I think I'm good. She's like, fucking faggot. Like, just shoved me in the face. I was like, God damn it.
It probably happens to her all the time. The only thing she gets is people buying prank lap dances from her.
Brutal. Like, so many gay dudes come to this place. Yeah. You're like,
remember that
what's
movie? There's a movie. How old? You're my age, right? 34, 35?
Yeah.
There's a movie called Dogfight that came out when we were kids. Dude, let me see if I have the trailer for it. It's pretty fucking sad. It's the saddest premise for a movie you'll ever see in your entire life. Dog.
Is it fight. Making children fight like dogs? Because that's hilarious.
No.
I used to do that with my sister and her friends. Do like kid
it's
fight
River,
clubs.
River Phoenix oh, and yeah, no, like Lily that. Taylor. Hold on. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Here we go. This is the trailer for Dog Fight. Hopefully Shannon can put this in.
We have a tradition in the Marines. The rules are simple. Each of the guys puts in $75. You set up a meeting place and time.
Excuse me.
Hi. And then you go out and see what you can bring back.
They try to find the ugliest chick.
Rose Fenny.
Isn't this the plot of that? Didn't they make a teen version of this?
Say maybe.
Where the guys try to like ask the ugliest girls a prom.
The duff? A dress up party.
You look great.
Yeah. This is so sad.
It's the saddest fucking.
Can you tilt it up? The camera. Yeah.
Free cocktail. Free beer.
She's not that ugly.
They gotta be polite. Those are the rules. They gotta be polite.
What rules?
The rules of the dog fight.
I'll be a son of a gun. That is a guy.
I'm giving a 7.
The ugliest woman wins $100 for the guy who brings her. I'm the ugliest. So I win.
You are a cruel, heartless, ignorant creep. And if I were a man, I would beat you to a pulp.
Well, anyway, that's...
Does she get hot? Please tell me she gets hot.
That's not the moral of the story.
No, they all kill her.
Yeah. The moral of the story.
Yeah, bitch. They fucking.
She's not inspired to get hot.
Oh. I need her to get hot and fucking go back and show.
No, it's really. It's even sadder because when he asked her on the date, he's River Phoenix. He's like this gorgeous fucking, you know, guy. And she gets so excited and she like runs up and tells her mom. And her mom's so excited that her daughter finally got asked on a date and they're like jumping up and down. It is fucking one of the saddest. And then she finds out that he ends up marrying her and they have a baby. That he dies in a war.
But he cheats on her the whole time.
Of course,
time.
With good-looking women. Because how could he possibly go home and keep his dick
and
hard for that monster?
And then he overdoses on the sidewalk in front of the nightclub.
That's why he overdosed. He had to get so high to have sex with his hideous wife.
Holy fucking shit. I need to be off this planet in order to get my dick hard for this monster.
That was so sad.
Imagine all the women that had to show up for the casting for the ugly chick party.
The ones that didn't get it.
Yeah. They were just ugly, but not the right type of ugly.
You're ugly, just not talented.
Yeah.
Well, we just, on our podcast, we have this guy, Dan Savage, and he does this, amongst the other things he does a amateur porn competition. So people will, husbands and wives and different partners of all kind of genders and everything will send in their videos.
Nice.
And he was saying that like they only choose like 12 of them. It was like, how fucking horrible is that for the husband and wife? Who got a camera, got their friend who did the lighting, you know, their uncle holds the bounce board, they make a porn, and he's like, they didn't choose us. They're fucking, they did porn and they got rejected.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of them look rough, though.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know, they couldn't even get into the amateur porn. It's
pretty sad. I mean, somebody's jerking off to all those videos.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going for, you know.
So at least that's a consolation. Right? At least the editor beat off to this.
You know that somebody beat off to your porn.
Yeah.
Kim is very particular about not letting me shoot pornos.
With her or with anybody?
With her, yeah.
It's not that. Every once in a while, I'll just look up and Lewis will have his phone out. And I'm like, are you filming me? And he's like, yeah, it's hot. I'm like, can you not? Just like, well, I like to know.
You haven't even saw with her just going.
You know, by the way, he's not filming you. He's texting Jay. He just thought it sounds better that he's filming you. They were actually just texting about the podcast.
Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn you on a little bit to pull out a camera every once in a while and do a little...
Yes, if I know it's being pulled out, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but it's not hot if you know.
I've never done that. I've never...
You're dating a Puerto Rican. You never know if it's being pulled out.
Well, what do you do with all the videos?
Delete them, usually.
No, you don't.
No, I swear to God,
I
can
do.
Tell he's lying right behind me.
Baby, you can go through my phone right now. You'll see my video. You know.
I actually will guarantee he deletes them because I've never seen one.
Yeah, I would show
them. And
him
if he had them, he would show them to me.
Without a doubt. I'll tell you why I delete them. I probably have a couple in my phone right now with you, but it's not.
Show them.
Let's see them.
I'm
just kidding.
Well, look, if we're going to fight over Kim, I want to know what I'm getting here.
No, it turns. The actual act of filming while having sex turns me on. Not like the idea of...
You're not going to watch him again really anyway.
Once in a while, you'll be at a pinch on the road. You want to speed off to your girlfriend for some...
That
once,
is
it's
unacceptable.
Bizarre. It happens, though.
No.
That's once, love.
I don't believe that.
That's I swear to God.
It's not... like getting rum raisin ice cream. It's like not usually what I want, but sometimes it's just like, it's an itch.
You know what?
I get that.
I'm going to get the mint chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Isn't
am
that
I wacky
like...
today? I'm in a crazy mood.
Yeah. I know. That's like the kinkiest porn you could bore you be out to is about your girlfriend having... like regular sex.
You're just getting blown by your girlfriend.
I'm getting to be a real freak in my old age.
Like a half boring blowjob by your girlfriend. It's like, oh, yeah, baby. This is what I like.
I like this part where I have to pull it out and beat off to stay hard.
Oh, I can see that I'm not actually thinking about her here. So you see
look at the
face.
Part where you realize I'm filming.
Look at that part where I'm like rolling my eyes because she hasn't finished yet. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, No, but once in a blue, and I'm not being a phony here where I'm like, no, baby, I only jerk off to your porn. No. I jerk off, obviously, to porn, but once in a blue, I'll just find myself looking through my phone. I'm like, oh, shit, there's my girl's ass. And then I'll fucking rock one out.
I love that. That's so romantic.
See?
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. How long have you been dating your girl?
Almost a year and a half.
Yeah. Same thing with us, right?
Same.
Yeah, and it's like you guys. I mean, you guys aren't long distance anymore, right? We were
for 6 months.
Yeah, we've been long distance the whole time because she's works up in Portland. She's a dick doctor.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah, long distance is better probably.
Long distance
and
is
we
so
do
hot.
And we do a podcast together, so we are like you guys, sort of. But she doesn't let me film her.
Yeah, never, not even once?
I mean, I've never asked, but I...
Neither has Lewis.
Okay.
No, I've asked, but you always say no.
Okay, so then this is my fault.
When I ask, she says no, so now I don't ask.
So then she's paying you to do a quarter. What else could you do?
Exactly. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
There's no other option other than just to do it secretly.
What do they say? Baby, you say this to me, too. You told me. You said it's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
That's true. I did tell him that once.
Say that.
Yeah, but that was about, like, a restaurant or something.
Should I just get a fork off that other table?
Takashi 69 front. Judge, I would like to say that many think it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So if we could just
forgive about 20 years off that sentence.
Baby, you love it when I film you. You shut your face.
You just play one of them right now. Just
I'll play. Can I play one
Kim,
for them?
Come on,
no.
Kim.
Baby, come on.
Kim.
Let me
you're
play
being
them.
Uptight.
Kim, you're being uptight.
I've never seen Zach smile like that.
Yeah, he was way 80s.
He's still thinking of the rum raisin ice cream.
shit. All right, I'll talk about one final story before we get out of here because this is fun. So I guess in Atlanta, they rolled out this technology at the Atlanta International Airport, which saves you time in check-in, checking a bag, all this other stuff. It's facial recognition technology. The future is here, everyone. You go up to a thing, you fucking look at it, and it goes beep, you're good. No pulling out a ticket, no pulling out a fucking passport, no checking your bag. It's all just fucking...
It actually just checks you for a beard and a unibrow.
That's true.
It smells you.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool, though.
I mean, yeah, but I don't. Is that real? We're going to go from you have to take off your shoes to literally it can just do a beep?
Yeah. Well, at that point, I mean, here's I think the problem. People are afraid that once you opt in for something like this, then you're a part of this.
I haven't opted in yet.
Bullshit. If you have Snapchat, you already opted in.
Yeah, you
the
think
second
so?
Snapchat reads your face. You don't think they save that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really do have everyone's face saved.
But have you done
the phone
thing?
And your camera could just save your face?
And well, no, of course. If you have a selfie,
selfie. Camera on your phone.
So think about that. They have. Let's say you have probably an average of 500 selfies online, right? So they have like literally every angle on your face and create this digital profile. Your face is like a fingerprint, they're saying, right? Like the space between your eyes to your nose and all this other shit. Every little crease.
But what about first-time terrorists? You know what I mean? Like what do they think?
I don't know if it's just to prevent terrorism, but it's you know, I think it's partially.
You said it's to check in, right?
Yeah, it's partially just to make it more convenient and then to keep tabs on people and then whatever else it is. But you got to figure, I know in Japan they just started doing that already. They have like, have you seen this like on the news where like they already have cameras on all the corners and they're reading people's faces, so they know where you're at all times. And they know where you're going. And
well, the
they know
same 500, the same person is walking down this block 500 times.
I was getting, this is off subject, but it is checking into a plate. I was going on a flight the other day, and this like fat gay dude was taking the tickets, and he was just like one of those guys having way too much fun at his job. And this girl put in her ticket face down, and he goes, "No, sweetie, you got to put the ticket in face up. Face down is for Vegas." I was like, Jesus Christ.
It's like a little
fun. I like it. I like it too.
Kind of gross. Everyone's looking at this guy like,
the world
now I got to think
of
you getting like plowed in the ass at the fucking Mirage last weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a very.
It was a little graphic.
Little gay privilege there. That's fine.
Major gay privilege. Major it's gay exactly.
That is gay privilege.
Gay guy checking her and it's like, "What's up, girl? Your titties look nice." Boom, boom.
Do you know how many times I've had a gay guy grab my boobs?
Of course. I tell women I'm gay all the time and then I videotape them sucking my dick.
Do you?
I'm gay. What? What?
Oh, we got
how many
Puerto
men
Rican
have videos
stare,
of
man.
You banging them in the world? You fucking whore.
How many of them asked you?
Asked? Couple of asked.
Couple asked. Couple just did it.
So there's a pattern here.
I'm not. She's, you know, you didn't ask how many didn't ask you. That's just one.
Yeah, she's the
only
denominator.
Person that's ever done that.
Yeah. Maybe you're my girlfriend.
But I like gave him permission to like rape me and stuff.
She does.
I was like, if I'm drunk, you can just fuck me. Look at his face.
She does. She likes having sex when she's drunk, and it's uncomfortable for me because I am put into a weird position to rape or not to rape.
Right.
He always chooses to rape. It never seems very hard.
You might want to get that in writing.
You well, got it in podcast.
I did.
Video,
I her,
audio.
I took it. She says it on video. She's like, yeah, just like when I'm really drunk, just fuck me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't like to, though. I told her how many. I've told her a couple times. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have sex with you. You're too drunk. This is fucking crazy. She's like, you don't give it to me, I'll get it anywhere I want. Motherfucker.
I never get that drunk.
It's a problem. It's a fucking problem. No, we're kidding. We're not actually. People think we're like way crazier of a couple than we really are.
We don't drink. We don't like party hard.
We're not. We're just fucking.
We play Fortnite and smoke weed.
Yeah, we're just we're nerds, you know?
Yeah.
I wish our sex life was freakier than it was. You know?
You guys aren't doing any three ways and stuff like that?
Oh. No, because she's too jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what my girlfriend says about it, too.
Yeah, your girl's not into it? Oh, I would love it.
I've never done that.
You know what? My problem is
I could die today, and I have never done that.
Lewis has ADD, so I just know that he...
Have AIDS?
I don't want to spread it to anyone else. I just want to keep it in our apartment.
You'd be jealous if anyone's walking around with Lewis's AIDS besides you. You know?
I just feel like maybe he'd forget to pay attention.
She said to me when we were dating for like 6 months, she's like, I'm going to give you a threesome for our one-year anniversary. Now, here's what happened. Ready? In my head...
No, I didn't say I would.
Let me say this. Yes, you did. Let me say this.
Oh, my God.
What happened in my head was, because my reaction outwardly was, I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, whatever. You know.
In your head, you were like, 175 dates.
In your head, you go and scrape a check on the wall. Like, all right, one more.
It's like Castaway when he's hiding and he's keeping track of the year.
In my head was like a fireworks display. I was doing backflips inside of my body. Like, I was so happy and excited. And I played it cool because, you know, you read all these fucking blogs through the years. You figure you don't want to act too excited. You don't act like, so like, let him go, oh, no big deal, babe, whatever. If that's what you're into, I wouldn't even want to do it, really. But,
that's
you know,
what he said, so I was like, forget it.
and then I literally moved on.
One year
anniversary comes, it goes, nothing. She's been at like a year and a month. You know, whatever happened to her threesome in her year? She was like, oh, yeah, I'm just too jealous of that. I could never do that now. And literally, my mom, I'm like, I don't even know if we would have made it here.
You certainly would not have been such a good guy that she would have been jealous.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
6 months into our fucking relationship.
Yeah, it's bullshit. That's a little bait and switch.
And now once in a while, she'll like meet a chick. She's like, I guess I would do it with her. And then I have to be like, oh, yeah, who cares?
But it's always someone on TV. Yeah, like, we'll never meet. Happen. I'm like, yeah, she's like three somewhere.
And then every time there's a chick that's like, because girls will hit on us too. They will. Like, girls like.
Girls really hit on us.
But they're
either too hot or too ugly.
Oh,
there's never
see,
the
I see
just
what you're
right.
Saying.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You gotta find. So you would only want to do it with a girl who's just like slightly less hot than you.
Yes. Still hot. But less hot than me. I don't want a hotter chick.
I could see that, yeah.
It's Goldilocks.
It already sucks that it's not two dudes.
Right.
Now I'm going to have a hotter chick.
Would you want to do two dudes? Is that like a fantasy of yours?
Fucking pig bitch.
She hates it.
Pretty sure my girlfriend did that too.
Yeah, every girl is.
Every girl did it. Girls don't like
fucking
to admit that.
Dirty bitch.
He calls me a pig whore.
I cannot.
Sorry, guys. I can't keep being this this pig right here just really let things go.
Every now and then, like those gang porn ones come up, and I click on it for a second. I'm like, I cannot.
I don't want a gangbang. I don't want multiple men.
So aggressive.
Ideally.
Even multiple guys seems like so aggressive.
His face.
Ideally, you fucking pig. Dad, what? What is ideally?
Like, you know, nothing.
Just a couple dicks laying across your face.
Just a couple guys
slut.
That look like your father. You know, that's the ideal situation.
Women like women, so she could eat a girl's puss.
This is what we say.
She does.
Most women would much rather have two guys.
Most women.
Could you have a girl eat your box? You could, right?
Yeah, but I don't know about the other way around.
Even if you can eat a girl's box.
Yeah, and then the pressure's on. I'm like,
no, it's okay. You're going to eat her box. She'll eat your box. Box the box. Box.
See how weird he gets?
I had a three-way.
My dick is getting hard right now.
It ended it?
Yeah, oh, it ended it. Yeah, of
course. That's what I feel like would happen.
I learned that when you're with a girl and you bring home a hotter girl and you go down on the hotter girl, look up every 45 minutes to make sure your girlfriend's not crying.
Oh no.
Was she really
crying? See, that's what I think Lewis would like forget. God. I would be there or something.
I mean, it was like she didn't exist. I forgot she was there. And then I had to be eating this chick out for like 20 minutes. And I look up and she's just crying looking at me. And I was like, we're not doing this anymore, huh?
She's like, we're not doing anything anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
I would have done. Exactly. You know what I would have done? I would have pretended I didn't notice her crying and finished. And then I would have been like, oh, babe, you're crying. Whoa.
And that's why he doesn't book any acting roles.
Yeah, that was a terrible performance.
Or threesomes, yeah.
You need a better agent for both, by the way.
Fuck.
I got close one time, but never happened yet.
Was it your current girl?
No, not even close with her. But
she doesn't do threesomes.
There was this girl who I used to be a bartender years ago in San Francisco, and I'd slept with this girl a few times, like this really hot, like really unhappy rich girl, and she was just like all into like just doing weird sex shit. Anyway, so one time she comes to the bar, and I had just gotten my first night shift. I was only doing the brunch shift, so I'd worked like really hard to get this night shift. And she comes in there with this hot Russian girl, and they go into the bathroom, making out the whole time in the bathroom. And then they come in there like touching each other at the bar. I could tell, you know, and everything. And like as soon as you get off work, come down to my apartment. It's right around the street, you know. And so I was like cleaning up, about to go, and then more people came into the bar.
No.
I was sitting there like, no, no, get out!
I would have quit.
I needed the money, and then I ran down to her place. I just banged on the door. And I heard, and they were calling me like out of breath, like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And they didn't fucking answer. And I just like was so sad.
I would have broken the door down.
And I still didn't get and I didn't get another shift either. I didn't clean up right because I was all distracted.
No.
It was very sad.
So you should have just quit.
And you know what, guys? That's the real story of Hanukkah.
Sure. 8 days of cleaning.
Yeah. 8 days of jerking off sad.
Listen, this has been a really fun show. Mo Mandel, so funny. Go check out his podcast. The full release available on iTunes, Google Play, elsewhere.
And even Spotify.
Ooh, Spotify podcast, baby boy. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter at Mo Mandel, at Kimberly Congdon, at Zach Is That Funny, at Louis J. Gomez, at Realize Podcast, at Gas Digital. If you guys love the show, you should know that we have over 380 episodes available on demand. Latest 15 are on iTunes and YouTube, but every episode we've ever done for this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and more are available on demand at Gas Digital Network. Subscribe, use the promo code RAP, get yourself a 14-day free trial, see if you enjoy the premium service. You get a pre-release on all episodes. They go 4 days before they go to iTunes. Plus we have ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, live chat, and more. Go subscribe, become a subscriber, support the fucking show, 14-day free trial with promo code RAP, and you save $1.50 a month for that premium motherfucking service. All right, that's it. Realize Podcast. We'll check you. We're back live on Friday. Fuck yeah, doggies.
Yeah, baby.
Peace.